The site of the former REC Silicon plant in Moses Lake will soon be pushing out new EV batteries that could be a game changer for drivers. Chuck Sutton is vice president with global marketing and sales with REC Silicon. He says the factory will use its old infrastructure to produce silane gas.
What they found out is that silicon absorbs or holds more lithium, which gives you a greater charge density, allows electric vehicles to go further distances.
Silane gas will be then converted to make the new EV batteries. Gene Berdicheski is the co-founder of Sila Nanotechnology. He says these batteries are a huge part of the green future of Washington.
We make the next generation battery technology. We develop the class of materials called silicon composite materials. And in that class of materials, we have products that are used as battery anodes in order to replace the existing anode material in lithium-ion batteries and make the battery store more energy than it would before.
Berdicheski says this technology will allow EVs to go farther on a single charge.
Right now, you can't buy a small car with a very long range because you can't fit enough batteries in it, right? So the smaller EVs, which a lot of consumers want to buy because they're cheaper cars, they can't go the distance yet. And so that's a lot of what our technology enables.
Berdicheski says the technology also enables larger SUVs to be lighter. He says with lighter batteries and more efficient supply chains, EVs will cost less. Berdicheski says the batteries can also be used in consumer electronics. The EV battery factory will receive $100 million from the U.S. Department of Energy. Sila Nanotechnologies chose Moses Lake because of its skilled workforce, existing infrastructure, and access to clean hydro energy. U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell says access to cheap, reliable hydropower helps Washington stay ahead of the new technology curve.
This is about the transformation that's going to happen in the automobile sector, where hopefully we will transition to full electric cars in a mass production for the United States of America and be a leader in that.
Cantwell says the company is building the new EV battery technology, along with research at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in Richland, will help the state transform the transportation sector. The transportation sector is responsible for the most greenhouse gas emissions in Washington state. Cantwell says Washington has very ambitious zero carbon emission goals, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions from transportation will be a big part of those goals. By 2035, no new gas-powered passenger vehicles will be sold in the state.
This is a game changer in the sense that our state was already doing great science, and now we want to continue to lead on the innovation of the battery, the next step that we have to take to get more out of these batteries.
For Moses Lake, this battery factory will also add new green technology jobs. The factory will employ several hundred people and produce batteries for 100,000 electric vehicles. Richard Hanover is the director of business development for the Port of Moses Lake. He says in the future, these green jobs and industry development will allow kids in Moses Lake to have high-paying careers in Eastern Washington.
When you think of clean energy jobs, people wouldn't necessarily tie that to our region, but it is something that we're all heavily vested in and wanting to make sure that our industries are part of that new generation of companies that are coming up, that they're part of everything moving forward.
Hanover says that with multiple new developments in the area, at least 2,000 jobs will come to Moses Lake. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.